Welcome, immortal beloveds, to the Donna Cosmic Podcast, where we discuss what it means to live multidimensional with authenticity. Let's go.
Okay, so I was moved, intuited to share this. I wrote something at 2012 when I experienced what I refer to as an accelerated awakening. What the vision showed me was about all of the energy points on and beyond the body. It showed me things way beyond. But I want to stick primarily to the body and the energy centers of the body. I started a blog called Deliberate Consciousness, The Movement. And I got a vision of energy centers that function on and around the body. And I titled it, the article that I wrote, We're the Ship. I will post that link below so that you can click on it. And I had never seen the Tree of Life or the Tree of Knowledge. I didn't know about the Kabbalah. So when that vision came to me, I tried to draw what I saw and I couldn't do it. But then a buddy of mine told me about this artist, Alex Gray. And in his artwork, some of the things I've seen, except I've never taken hallucinogenics, at least that I know of. So what I got from that vision was about the bodies as energy and beyond the body, energy beyond the body. And so we have all of these energy points all over the body that comprise the body that's so much actually larger than the body, yet at the same time, it makes up the body. So the energy points that are all over the body includes what people refer to as a chakra system, meaning wheel. I don't use chakra. I don't know why. Anyway, the energy centers, you know, the whole rainbow from red and up to the white, which is above the head outside of our body. However, the seven primary, and there's what's called a plane of inertia going across, separating the upper and lower parts. We also have vertical planes, okay? But across anything that has a vertebra, there is a plane of inertia, okay? And it separates the two body parts. Energetically, I'll be walking around looking really sexy, huh? Right? Okay. So we're going to go now beyond the body to the energy points. And what I want to talk about is fear. Fear. If someone can keep us in a state of fear or a state of fear in us, because it's really the states in what we are. If someone can keep that fear going, fear of debt, fear of unemployment, fear of a germ, fear of God sending us to hell, fear of catching something, fear of losing something, fear. If someone can keep us in that state, what they've done is they've kept us in the lower state, the lower body plane, okay, below the plane of inertia. And why that's important is this. So if fear dominates in the lower sphere, you feel it. So fear rules the lower, even though it's a whole body experience, right? So if someone can keep you there, they can keep you in that lower plane, right? But above that plane, this is when we start getting into love. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying this for the sake of this video. Love is everywhere and love is everything, and there is nothing but love. Love is not what we were taught it is. Love is the most powerful essence. I can't say thing. Powerful force, powerful energy in the entire world and any world beyond. It is the very foundation of all. Okay. So if someone can keep us away from this upper realm, that's important because our whole body, I don't care how many planes there are, it all functions as one. And when we can get into these upper planes, like our crown chakra, that's when the veils start dropping. Going to pause. Yeah, we're good. All right, so I left off at when we can get into upper realms, the upper room, the upper chamber, basically. It's going to be a whole body experience. And this includes the pituitary, the pineal, the hypothalamus, the hippocampus. When that's all activated, when everything's on board, the left and right hemispheres are harmonious, there's a lot going on. But when the upper is activated and it's not shut down because we're down here in fear, this is, like I was saying, the veils start dropping. We start awakening. Like, that's what happened for my accelerated awakening at 2008-ish. And I wrote the blog that I'm going to post below at 2012 it came to me. So when we can get into the upper, that's when we have access to our divine nature, our divine power, our divine essence. There's many references across many spiritual texts that talk about the upper room, the upper chamber, Mount Pineal. There's a lot of reference if we have eyes to see it. But if we are experiencing psychological scotoma, we can read it, but we won't grasp it because we've been conditioned or programmed away from that level of thinking or from seeing what's actually there or trusting ourselves to interpret what we're seeing is something different than what we were conditioned to read it as, see it as, think it as. Okay. So that's what happens when we start to get up here, our divine nature, God, if you will, starts taking over and all of the programs start getting dismantled. Everything starts going away. So if somebody can attach the upper realms with the crown chakras here, and then we have above as well. But if someone can associate fear with the upper realms, right? If they can do that, then that suppresses divinity. And fear is inverted faith. It's the same spectrum, different frequency. It's a different frequency. It is inverted faith. Okay. It's either faith or fear. And faith, and I'm not talking about belief so much as I'm talking about knowing. And faith is a tricky one for a lot of us because it's claiming things unseen before they're seen. You know, and depending on how we're conditioned, faith is an interesting one to grasp. So if someone has a fear, and it's fear this, fear that, it's going to be a challenge to shift from the fear to love. That's all there is. There's fear or love. And so it's very challenging to have faith when we're feeling fear. It's very challenging to love when we're feeling fear. Well, not just feeling it, but allowing ourselves to attach to it and experience it. Because I can tell you right now, every emotion can be present without us attaching to it, our consciousness to it, and without attaching a story to it. So this is the thing. All of the energies always work as one unit. So if someone is isolated in their lower plane, they're in hell. They're in hell. And, you know, hell and heaven may be something that is outside of us. Maybe, not saying it's not. I wouldn't even go there. But what I do know is heaven and hell are right between these ears. Right between these ears. Hell has come to mean anything that is not of our divinity, not of our divine nature, it can be hell. In other words, if we don't claim our divinity and we just say we're a small person, we're going to experience hell. The person can be, it's valid, it's legitimate. It's not the dominant vibration. It's not, it's a character, and it has got to be. It has got to be in service to the divinity within us. So if we can stay out of fear, it's going to be easier to shift into love and not to push fear away. That'll only reinforce it, right? Not to attach to it. That'll only reinforce it and make it stronger, because we are the consciousness that is driving these things, you know? And once we get that, we never give our sovereignty away. We may experience, listen, this is a body. It is a multidimensional body. So there's a spiritual body, a mental body, a physical body, an emotional body, you know, and all of these cells put together. That's all intelligence. That's all intelligence functioning. Even when we recognize our divinity and we realize that which we are, the body is still here. So we will still experience. We'll just be experiencing, depending on where we're vibrating at, is how we will perceive something. That's why they say we cannot work on the mind with the mind. There has to be something higher. There has to be something truer. And that is built inside of each one of us. It's intrinsic to what we are. So we don't have to be afraid. The shit will happen. Things will happen. But we don't have to live in hell. We don't have to have hell inside of us. Doesn't have to run our lives. It doesn't have to run the show. So the best thing I found that I can do is sit with fear, sit with it and see what happens. It's a lot easier to do that when we recognize that we're not merely a body, that what's driving this body is what we are, much larger, much more infinite, much unnameable, untouchable, unquantifiable. And it's much easier to sit with every emotion when we're that. So I would say, be our divinity, be that, because from that vantage point, everything else is just clouds. We'll still experience every feeling and every emotion under the sun, but we don't have to live there. And we don't have to give it any power over our lives. There is some divinity in you that trumps everything. Divinity is eternal and it stays the same. It stays the same and it is all power. So no matter what's going on, if we're identifying as divinity, as our divine nature, then no matter what's going on, we're going to be at peace. And isn't that what you want? No matter what's going on, you want to be peace. So trust the divinity within you. You can call it God. You can call it Allah. I, for one, have nothing to do with organized religion. It only leads people outside of themselves and away from themselves, much like the system. So I have nothing to do with that. I only have to do with our intrinsic nature, our true nature. I hope this has been helpful. We don't have to try to avoid this. It's going to show up at some point. So it's not about avoiding it. Oh, let me not feel fear. No, it's going to show up. But where are you experiencing that from, or where are you seeing it from? Because it's really just inverted faith. That's all it is. So it's always unseen before the seen. Just remember that. Unseen before the seen. So what we see is result. It is not cause. It's not cause, it's effect. All right. And just stay out of those loops. All right. I hope this helped. Be well. Till next time.
Man is not meant to be run by any body or anything. Man is an immortal being intended to express the light full frequency. And the highest vibration man can live is being the authentic self. This concludes my Donna Cosmic podcast for today. It's a pleasure having you here and thanks for tuning in. Watch for your questions answered in future episodes. For deprogramming help, find my pattern breaking and spell breaking books at lulu.com. I help free people from mental prisons. Leave here today with this truth. Break program, live authentic. Because the alternative is an option for failure. If not now, when? See you at the next episode. Love and prosperity.